Welcome to Finding God in Prison with your host, Joe Montone, founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And here's your host, Joe Montone.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Finding God in Prison. My name is Joe Montone, your host, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be here once again. I want to take a moment to thank Frank here in the studio and Dale and Jane for allowing me the opportunity to be here as a host for many broadcasts under Finding God in Prison. You're listening to WISP 1570 AM and also WCOJ 1420 AM, Holy Spirit Radio. And as we begin the month of September, I would like to let you know we have a wonderful broadcast here for you today. We have two guests, Jacoby McFadden, who was a guest here many years ago, who is doing great in his reentry program. And Jacoby will be our first guest at 11:05. Our second guest at 11:30 will be Anthony Coleman. These two gentlemen have graduated from the WINGS program and are doing very well in the reentry process. And on September 11th, we have two new classes that will begin in the Philadelphia prison system, both at the Karan Framhold Correctional Facility and also the House of Corrections. So we look forward to an excellent fall semester with another 50 individuals who will be with us for 10 weeks, 20 sessions, and 50 hours of mentorship. And one of the great focuses for our work is to help men to rebuild their lives. You know, the WINGS program is a life-building program, and we would like to help each and every individual to build a tremendous spiritual relationship with God, build his manhood, his captainship, as we call it in the WINGS program, also to succeed in family life as a husband and father, and then to move forward into an excellent career based on terrific education, and to move into then community service and then hobbies and sports. So we have, a lot of things to look forward to this fall, and we'll be talking about those with both Jacoby McFadden and Anthony Coleman. I just want to tell you also that, this kind of work that we're doing has been ongoing for the last 15 years, and we started many years ago up at the Bucks County Correctional Center. We also were at St. Gabriel's Hall and over at Greaterford Prison working on death row. And, 15 years later, here we are. And with the help of Holy Spirit Radio, we've been able to get that message across through the radio waves and to move people forward one step at a time through success stories about reentry after incarceration and after recovery from substance abuse. And today, being the beginning of the month of September, I'd like to share with you a brief poem from one of our guys in prison who actually is still serving time. He's a graduate multiple times of the WINGS program, and here's what he wanted to share with us. He wrote this poem. It's called I Want to Be. I want to be the kind of guy people smile at when he enters the room because they are genuinely happy to see him. I want to be the kind of guy who shows up for work early and stays late. I want to be the kind of guy whose children look up to him. I want to be the kind of guy Joe Montone can call at the last minute to fill in for someone who can't make a speaking engagement. I want to be the kind of guy who helps friends move even when it's during the playoffs. I want to be the kind of guy who always shows up for weddings, birthdays, and funerals. I want to be the kind of guy who takes care of his parents when they become elderly. I want to be the kind of guy who stands up for his principles, even if it makes him unpopular. I want to be the kind of guy who comes home with a dozen roses and a box of chocolates for no other reason than to tell his wife that she matters to him. I want to be the kind of guy who will sit with a friend as they lie in a hospital bed in a difficult situation. I want to be the kind of guy who puts God first, ahead of his family and himself. I want to be the kind of guy who quits whining and starts a revolution. Finally, I want to be the kind of guy who can look in the mirror at the end of a long day and like what he sees, because who was once his worst enemy is now his best friend. And this gentleman, Claude, who was with us for multiple Wings programs, is doing very, very well on the inside. He has time to serve, but he has gone through a tremendous conversion process. And, you know, he has shared with me many things confidentially in his actual walk in prison life. And so, Claude, I want to thank you for that poem that you did, write. And we just look forward to having you with us, when you come out and you are discharged one day. And so we have many men who are doing well in the Wings program. You know, this has been a very eye-opening type of environment for me to learn about men as they make changes in their life. And so one of the things we'll be talking about with, again, Jacoby McFadden and Anthony Coleman is the changes that they have made, the exact changes that have helped them to move forward in their reentry process. Some of the guys who are in the Wings program today are now graduates of the Community College of Philadelphia, Orleans Tech, Smith & Solomon for a CDL license. We have men working on their bachelor's degrees and also associate's degrees. We have men who are studying HVAC and plumbing, as well as the CDL license as well. So, you know, our job is to help them to rebuild their lives. And in life building, work becomes an essential part of the success. And we have to, you know, sometimes go back and get a GED or high school diploma for many of our men. Recently, we had two men last year who received their GEDs. One was in his 50s, early 50s, Jeff Collins, and also Terrence Cradle, who was late 20s, both who are now moving forward. Terrence is over at the Community College of Philadelphia in his second year now, studying for his associate's degree. And Jeff is completing his CDL license with Allstate. And so, you know, each and every man has a different a journey and a different set of tools to work with. But the end result is always the same. Many of the men have found their faith in prison or have their faith enhanced during the prison process because they have the time to focus. And one of the great objectives of the Wings program is to help men to find God in prison. And so with our program, we kind of use the Proverbs 27, verse 17 words that say, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And we're always looking to help other men. As we feed other men, men then take what we give them and are going back to help other men as well in their cells and in other locations within the prison itself. And so we've had, you know, tremendous success. We also have had several men who have moved out of the Wings home and are now on their own in an apartment after 10 months. Chris Connolly actually has moved out and is doing well. He's a graduate of Orleans Tech and is an electrical apprentice. And we've had Kevin Williams is working on his bachelor's degree, and he's done pretty well with us over the last couple of years. One of the actual greater successes in the Wings program, now a drug and alcohol counselor, working on his bachelor's degree, and had come through AA, as well as a graduate of the Community College of Philadelphia with a 3.93 grade point average. And so we've had tremendous, you know, results for the guys in the Wings program. And, you know, time is very important. In the Wings program, we focus heavily on using your time in a positive way and making the most of your week. We focus on the 168, which is the total amount of hours each and every week. And so as we, you know, speak to the men this morning, we'll be talking about what they do to make the most of their 168. And this is how we proceed in the Wings program, 1 week at a time. Not wasting time, but making the most. Nothing negative in our weeks, but always going positive. And, you know, one of the first things we like to point out is that men have to change. They have to make changes. And as we begin the month of September, I'd like to share with you a story, just brief story about a pumpkin. And this is a little poem called A Pumpkin Story. As we prepare for the fall season and the foliage coming to us, a little girl once asked her friend a question. What is it like to be a Christian? Her friend said, "It's like being a pumpkin. God picks you from the pumpkin patch and brings you inside and washes off all the dirt. Then he cuts off the top and scoops out all the yucky stuff. He then removes the seeds of doubt, hate, greed, etc. And then he carves you a new smiling face and puts his light inside of you for everyone to see. God bless you." And so this is called The Pumpkin Story. And as we prepare for the, you know, the pumpkin season, the fall season, you know, a lot of our men are really changing. They need to get through the jealousy, envy, selfishness, bitterness, hatred, lust, greed, pride, prejudice, and a superego. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Hatred cannot drive out hatred, only love can do it." And, you know, a lot of people have that focus, you know, on hate versus love. And we need to get into that zone where we are actually, loving one another more often. And so we are waiting for Jacoby McFadden to call in. And he should be calling any moment. But while we're waiting, I want to share with you a couple of words from the book of Deuteronomy that are very, very important in the Wings program. And in Deuteronomy chapter 8, it says, "Be careful to observe all the commandments that I enjoin on you today, that you may live and increase and may enter into the and possess the land which the Lord promised an oath to your fathers." And so in the Wings program, we focus on helping men to become exact and to observe all the commandments. A lot of our men have lost many things and have lost families, lost jobs. And so our job is to help them to gain it back once again. And we're working on that day in and day out during the process of the 10-week process inside the Philadelphia prison system. We're also working on it upon discharge. And we're going to try to get Jacoby here on the line and see if he is ready to be with us on the air. And we can give him a call right now and see if we can get him to join us at Finding God in Prison. While we're waiting for Frank to make that call, again, God also says, to do exactly as the Lord God tells you to do, to not deviate from to the left or to the right, but to do exactly as he tells you so that you can live and prosper. And this is a very critical thing. Once again, we have men who make small mistakes, like drinking a can of beer in the wrong place, getting a DUI, a traffic ticket, and that, you know, when you're on probation, anything can set you back. And so we've got to help them to steer themselves, you know, appropriately, almost having blinders on and focusing on the things that we put into the program, such as education, work, community service, family focus, and certainly, you know, prayer and a spiritual relationship with God. And this is one of the great things, using your time in a positive way to get better results. Alexander the Great said on his deathbed, he said this, that when he dies, he would like the three wishes to be carried out. The three wishes are these. Number one, I'd like the best doctors to carry my coffin when I die. Number two, I'd like the wealth that I have accumulated, all money, gold, precious stones, to be scattered along the procession on the road to the cemetery. And number three, I'd like my hands to be let loose, hanging outside the coffin for all to see. One of his generals, who was surprised by these unusual requests, asked Alexander to explain. And here's what Alexander the Great said. He said, "When I die, I want, number one, the best doctors to carry my coffin, to demonstrate that in the face of death, even the best doctors have no power to heal you. Number two, I want all of my riches, precious stones and jewels and money, to be scattered on the road to the cemetery, to show everyone that everything I've earned will stay here, that I take none of it with it. And we want to remind everybody about that. And number three, I want my arms waving in the wind, swinging outside the coffin, to remind everybody that you come into this world empty-handed, you leave empty-handed. The most powerful gift that you ever had, you ever possessed, was the gift of time, and that is now exhausted. And so make the most of your time, so that you can live, love, and die in peace." Alexander the Great. And that's why we focus on the 168, which is the gift of time, that week, from Monday to Friday, 168 hours of total time. And we've had, you know, tremendous focus on that, both inside and outside of prison walls, to help men to manage their time in a positive way. You know, when you're in prison, you're serving time. Time seems to go very slowly. But outside here for us, it seems to, you know, year after year, go very swiftly. And we have, you know, another year coming up. In fact, in 3 months, we'll be looking at the year 2018. And so we'll be moving forward into a new year. And right now, the Wings program has been in its 24th year, and we will begin our 25th year very shortly. Our first school actually was a Lady Calvary in Northeast Philadelphia, and it was there that Sister Mildred opened that door for us to begin the process of mentoring kids from single-parent homes. And Our Lady Calvary was the first school of 100 schools and more in Philadelphia, and the Wings program was born. Interestingly enough, you know, God had brought me to that school to wake me up and to remind me of my own roots at Our Lady of Mount Carmel back at in New York City, East 116th Street, where I grew up. And, you know, that was in 1993 when we went, in December 93. So now we're here in September of 2017, and, you know, many years have passed, and the children who were in that presentation are now actually in their 30s and maybe some of them even in their 40s. As the Wings program has touched both elementary, middle school, and as well as high schools and even universities. One of the schools we went to were Temple University and the Upward Bound program there. We've been to Bartram High School, South Philly High School, and a host of different schools throughout the city of Philadelphia. And so the Wings program, you know, will begin its 25th year soon, this December. And we will continue to participate in multiple prison facilities, helping men to grow, to blossom, to make practical changes in the way they proceed through their lives. We'll also be moving forward in Finding God in Prison. Today is our 17th broadcast, and you know, we've had many, many wonderful guests, most of which are doing great. We have had several guests who are now deceased, and that comes with the territory because we work on the front lines of recovery and reentry, incarceration, overdoses. We're working with people who have addiction, an addiction to money, power, prestige, drugs, sex, gambling, and this is you know, the real deal. We're working with people who sometimes, you know, make a poor decision and don't get a second chance. We have men who are serving life, double life, and even men on death row who have come through the Wings program. But I just tell you that, you know, this is the assignment that God has given me, and we're going to continue to proceed with that. Each and every year we try to, you know, ensure that God is still calling us to maintain the ministry, to maintain the focus, and to move in the same direction. And he affirms it in different ways through other people. He affirms it through, you know, the Word of God. He affirms it through the accolades that sometimes we get. You know, in the Wings program, we did win Program of the Year inside the Philadelphia prison system 2 years ago. And we've been accepted by the commissioner of the Philadelphia prison system. The district attorney's office has approved us, as well as the Defenders Association of Philadelphia. So these are the affirmations that have helped us to continue doing the good work we do, both in prison and in the court system. Many of the judges in Philadelphia have really given us a lot of respect and help our men to come home early as a result of the effort we put forth in our mentoring program that runs for a full semester. And as we continue this fall season with two new classes and 50 new men, we will, you know, continue to grow beyond what we are doing now and try to, you know, take us, ourselves and the Wings program to the next level. You know, and we have done pretty well. Unfortunately, some men have passed and some men have gone back to prison. And those are some sad stories. You know, we have a couple of men who have returned to prison last year. One of them decided he would get into a stolen car and go to a casino. And he's now up at Graterford. He's served over 1 year since he left. Also, we have another gentleman who got into an altercation with someone else and was on probation. And so as a result of that, he had to serve 4 months, and he's now home again. And so we do have Jacoby McFadden now has called in, and we have him on the line. And Jacoby, are you with us?
I'm here. How you doing, Mr. Montone?
Hey, Jacoby, thank you very much for calling in. It's great to hear your voice, and I want to thank you for taking the time on your day off and joining us here once again at Finding God in Prison and Holy Spirit Radio.
Likewise. I thank God for allowing me to be off today so I can interject and give back. You know, it's all about giving back.
Well, I appreciate that, Jacoby. And, you know, you were one of the first guys to call in years ago, and yeah. You know, you really have come a long way. And how old are you today?
Well, I'm 45 now.
You're a young 45, correct?
I'm a young 45.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. I thank God for His grace and mercy, because His grace and mercy it keeps me moving and keeps me compelled and keeps me doing the things I have to do for Him, even in times of despair, even in times of distress. Even in times when I feel like just throwing in the towel and giving up, His grace and mercy compels me and it pushes me to the next level.
Yeah, and that's awesome. That's awesome testimony, and I appreciate that. If you recall, we met in a pizza place in Ewing, New Jersey, if I'm not mistaken.
And
that was quite some time ago.
Five years ago.
And you're one of the top guys in the Wings program still after 5 years with success in reentry. And, you know, in your own story right here on Holy Spirit Radio, you know, you told us a story of the kind of work you did do. But if you can, mm-hmm. can you give us just a quick thumbnail sketch of the kind of work you did and the kind of work you do today?
Well, the work I did before, you know, we all have a past. And Mr. Montone, you always encourage me that it's not where you've been at in life, it's where you're going. And, you know, I did 66 months in prison, between state prison, federal prison. My transition, like I tell people, your transition doesn't start when you come home. That's like extra transitioning, but my transition actually started when I was in prison. You know, getting different programs, trying to be a part of the solution instead of being a part of the problem. You know, I've been in the wrong lane for 15 years, selling drugs, doing all kind of heinous and meaningless things that kept me part of the problem instead of being part of the solution. Through God's grace and mercy, the 66 months that I did get in prison between state and federal prison, it learned me. It learned me a lot. It learned me a lot. And I actually found God when I was in prison. You know, opened the door of my heart up to Christ September 24th, 2006, when I was in the county jail in Maryland waiting to get sentenced for the state of Maryland. And you know, once I let him inside of my heart, he started doing some transformations, and he started peeling back. I like to say circumcision. He's like an anesthesiologist. God is like an anesthesiologist. And when you let him into your heart, he comes and do surgery in your heart and peel back the layers of things that is not supposed to be there. And like I said, when I actually met you, Mr. Montone, 5.5 years ago, we was at a pizza shop over in Union, New Jersey. And it's ironic, I work in Union now as assistant manager in food service for the Union, for the sticker shop right of Union. I'm going to encourage somebody out here is listening. You know, a lot of guys and females, especially being a convicted felon, they say, well, it's hard to get a job. I can't get, you know, I can't get this, I can't get that. Of course, you're going to have strikes against you. But I'm a living witness that if you continue on to push and press and persist, you too can be a successful business person. You too can be a successful manager. You too can be back into the work field and the workforce. I like to use when I was in the federal halfway house in Philly, trying to get a job. I actually did about maybe 50 applications. Until the circle shop right of East Windsor, and my owner, he owns 34 shop right, they gave me an opportunity and a chance. And I tell people, when you get a second chance at something, you make the best at it. You make the best at it a second chance. I was with the company for 2 months, and then, you know, my dad got ill with cancer, and I moved down south for 2.5 years. But I always kept in contact with my district manager. He's the merchandiser for took a shot by 10 of the stores. His name is Gary Lucento. We stayed in contact with one another. Like I tell people, when you're embarking on transition, you got to be around the right people that's going to hold you accountable for your actions. And when you hold each other accountable for your actions, it's all done out of love. And we kept in contact, Mr. Montone, the whole 2 years. And when I decided to come back to New Jersey, you know, the company rehired me back. And 2 months later, I was appointed as assistant manager to another store. So I haven't looked back since then as I continue on transitioning right now today.
Yeah, that's great. And it's really an excellent recap of how we met and come through those 5.5 years. If I may, Jacoby, when you speak into the telephone, just give yourself a little bit of space for clarity. And okay. Yeah, but it's been quite a ride. Jacoby's also been a guest speaker for us inside the Caron Framo Correctional Facility. He's also been down to one of the recovery homes for us, and he's really been a great supporter of the Wings program coming to the schools. He's been to several high schools for us with the Wings Men program and Officer John Yeager. So, you know, you've really you put together your work, your community service, and also, you know, your focus has been to stabilize your life. You're now moving forward. You have your own car, your own career, doing well. And Jacoby, tell me, how are your children?
My children are doing well. My oldest son, he's 23. My youngest son, he just graduated from high school. He will be attending Mercer County Community College in the spring of next year. He's 18 years old. They're doing very well. They're doing very well. You know, couldn't ask for two greater young men.
And that's
two greater young men.
That's excellent. I'm so happy to hear that. And you know, the focus for us is success in reentry. And you know, you're now 45. You're off probation. How long?
I've been on probation 3 years now.
3 years. And how's it feel to be off probation?
It felt good. It felt good. When I was on federal probation, it really didn't bother me as much because I knew what I had to do to not get myself violated for probation and stuff like that. And it was wonderful getting off. You know, you can go wherever you want to go. You didn't have to have permission.
Right.
But another thing I want to recap, you know, actually when I came home, Mr. Montone, and you were one of the people that encouraged me to get my driver's license back, because my driver's license was suspended for 18 years from tickets and all kind of immature things that I'd done when I was out there in the world. And I remember I was living in South Carolina, and I called you. And you said you had a friend that worked on motor vehicles, and I called, and I thought my situation was so bad that I could never get my license back. But when I called, they put me on a payment plan. I got my license back about 13 months after I came home, and the rest is just history. You know, the rest is just history. And I give God all the honor, glory, and praise, because without him having control of my life, I would be a total wreck. You know?
Yeah.
So I give it to him.
That's great, and we appreciate that. I know that you're assistant kitchen manager over at ShopRite, and I know that you have probably the best recipe in all of New Jersey for that fried chicken, which I absolutely love. And yeah, I know they have 31 stores out there in that chain, you know, and with Mr. Saker, and doing phenomenal work. We have you know, been blessed with some of our men working at ShopRite in Philadelphia. And, of course, you're working in the New Jersey stores. And so where do you see yourself in 5 years from today? Where do you see your life going? You'll be 50 years old in 5 years. Where do you see yourself in your career and also in your family life?
Yeah, one of my goals and dreams and hopes and aspirations is to own my own business. You know, God has given me a vision on that. I can envision myself owning a restaurant chain of different restaurants all over the United States. I want to be married. Unfortunate that, you know, my situation didn't come to pass and it's not going to come to pass. But this is another talk show that we discuss another time, Mr. Montone. Owning my own business and still being the man that God has called me to be in 5 years, still putting my best foot forward, still giving him all the honor and glory and praise, even when I'm going through what I'm going through. I tell a lot of people, it's easy for us to praise God when things are going good. Well, my job is good, household is good. But the true worship and praise comes when we're going through something. When we're going through a storm and things don't seem right, or when the enemy is trying to kick us around like a soccer ball, and when I encourage myself because I've been through so much, like the word says in Psalms 34:1, I will bless the Lord's name at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth, meaning that no matter what I go through, I'm still going to thank God in advance. I'm still going to thank God for all the wondrous things that he's going to take me through. Because if he bring you to the storm, I tell you, Mr. Montone, he's going to take you to the storm.
Well, I appreciate that. I tell you, Jacoby, as I listen to you, I'm thinking about one of my favorite motivational speakers, Les Brown, because, you know, you really deliver a great message, and you always have. You're a stand-up guy, a personal friend. I really appreciate the text that you send me once in a while just to see how I'm doing. And, you know, like I tell the guys in the program, you're pretty much the number one guy in the Wings program that I put a lot of trust into. I asked you on a short notice if you would call in today, and you did. And once again, you are who you say you are, and I can't thank you enough for calling in. We do have another caller, Mr. Anthony Coleman, Jacoby, but what I'd like to do is I'd like to, you know, invite you to lunch sometime very soon. You and I, you know, have lunch and just discuss some of the things maybe in the fall season that we can do together. But I want to thank you. Yeah, I want to thank you for calling in today on Holy Spirit Radio. Once again, for our listeners, you're listening to WISP 1570 AM and WCOJ 1420 AM. We're talking with Jacoby McFadden, a success in reentry, a graduate of the Wings program. Jacoby, thank you very much, and I'll be calling you a little later on today.
Okay, Mr. Montone. So everybody out there, you know, you have a blessed day. May God bless you. May God continue to guide you. And may God continue to empower you all to be a bridge of encouragement, a ray of hope, a pillar of strength, an inspiration not only to yourself, but others as well. You take it easy, Mr. Montone. I'll be talking to you soon.
Very good. God bless. Thank you, Jacoby. Have a great day. Thank you. Okay, I want to thank Jacoby for calling in, and to our listeners, we have a second caller now, Mr. Anthony Coleman. Anthony, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Anthony, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Matone.
Yeah, nice to have you with us on the air. You're on our program, Finding God in Prison, and I want to thank you for taking the time out of your day to give us a call, and you're new to the program, and want to ask you to give us a little history on how you and I met, and take us through some of the early years of your life, and bring us up to date if you can.
Yes, how I met Mr. Matone was through the prison. I started going to his classes, and which was a very positive class that I was in. And my past history is okay. Yes, I had some struggles, but through God's strength and my guidance, He brought me through a lot. And where I'm at today is, trying to start my own business, helping other people, giving back is the main thing in life, is to give back once you start getting. It's not about greed. It's about God. Everything belongs to God. Everything that you have belongs to God. God gives it to you just to have for just a period of time. Everything that you have is going to go to somebody else. Material things is not the things that you need in life. It's guidance, it's hope, it's joy. Loving people. People need love today. And where I'm at today is just focusing on my career, focusing on helping people, focusing on giving back. The main thing in life is to give back. Everybody wants everything for themselves. It's not about themselves, it's about God, yes.
Anthony, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, but that's great. I appreciate that. You said a lot in a short moment, and I appreciate that. And that's the direction we go in with the Wings program. Now, we met in CFCF several years ago.
And, absolutely.
And you are a graduate of the Wings program, and I really appreciate you, staying connected to us on the outside, which you have done. For our listeners out there, Anthony, how old are you, Anthony?
Right now, I'm 59, almost 60, Joe.
Okay, so you're a young 59, right?
Absolutely. I look like a champ. I still look like the champ, Joe.
I know you do. I know. You look like the Golden Gloves champ, right? So,
absolutely.
And 59, I want to tell our listeners that Anthony on the outside stepped up to the plate and came and helped us out at the Wings home on several occasions by bringing clothes, men's clothes, to some of the guys, and also, undressed, took off his suit and put on his work clothes, and actually, did a tremendous amount of work on that staircase and in the living room and everything else you did there. We don't forget that, and I want people to know that you talk about giving back, and you already did it for us. And we appreciate that. You also attended a couple of sessions at Drexel University with your wife. We also had a brief meeting down at the Dunkin' Donuts in Grant and Academy, if you recall. And
absolutely.
And now you're here on the radio and talking on Holy Spirit Radio, and this is a privilege and a pleasure, really, to get reconnected, reacquainted with each other as we, begin the fall season of 2017 and two new classes coming up on September 11th. Anthony, if you would, how has the Wings program impacted you in any way?
Well, first and foremost, it gave me a sense of direction, a sense of a guide, first God, then it's yourself, then it's your family, then it's achieving your goals that you set for yourself. You must achieve goals for yourself, and that's what the Wings program did for me. It told me to start setting goals, looking positive, not looking back, The things that you have done, people are always going to try to bring that back on you. But it's up to you, to take care of that. They have a program out for the expungement. Look into that program so things will come off your record. It'll help you. You got people out there that help you like that. You got plenty of governors. You got people that's in office that's trying to help people like that. You know, you got the city of Philadelphia is trying to help you now. They're trying to help you clear up that record, and move forward.
Mm-hmm. And, Anthony, how much time have you served in your life?
Joe, I haven't really served a lot of time in my life, you know, but just a minimal time. 1 year is is enough, you know, and that's what I did. 1 year, then I would, have a few things, but, as God guided me, he got me out of some things, you know.
Right.
And just a day or a month there, is enough time to realize that you don't belong there.
Right.
It don't matter how much time you did. It's just the time that when you was in there that you seen that you don't belong there. You don't belong trapped up in a cage. Can't eat breakfast. You belong out trying to do what you got to do for yourself. It's going to be a struggle like that. You know, people are always going to try to bring the bad things on you. But it's up to you to bring yourself out of that and look positive and keep moving forward. There's a lot of people out there that will help you go move forward. Like you, Mr. Matone.
Yeah. Yep.
You help people move forward. You give people guidance. You know, but it's not everybody's not blessed to get into that class that you have.
Yep.
A lot of them just don't make it into that class. So it's good that you have a radio station like this so they can listen and know that you're there. You know, everybody don't make it in that class.
Yep.
But the prisons are overcrowded. You know, it's a blessing. If you get into your class, it's a God-given gift, you know, because everybody don't make it to your class, Mr. Matone. They know that there's somebody out there that's trying to reach out and help. Like you.
That's very, very important. And you're right. Some people wait 2 years to get in that class because of the numbers. It's just so many guys. So through radio, we can actually get that message across into the radio of those actual, cells and into other areas, common areas. Now, Anthony, you have been into photography on the outside quite a bit. I know since I met you, you've talked about that, and we've tried to help you to move forward in that business. How are you doing in the photography business today?
Well, the photography business now, you got to stay up on top of things. Everything is moving towards electronics, so that's why I have to go back to college. You know, everybody's using their phones and you have to be up to date with that. So I'm moving forward with that, as far as, doing portraits and everything like that. People are always going to need portraits. But today people need everything like McDonald's, you know what I mean? They want it quick. So we have to, the computer's helping us get quick. So now I'm back in school for the computers. The photography business is a great business. Fashion is a great business. Real estate is a wonderful business. So, everything is moving great that way. But you got to stay on top of the trend of electronics.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. The photography is great. It does great for me, but I have to advance myself. That's why I'm going back to college.
Right. And we had talked about a month ago or so about you going back, and I gave you a couple of suggestions and give you some directions. How did you make out?
I did exactly what you told me to do. Registered for college. They accepted me in, community college. Just got to, go there and do what I have to do. It went well. The college is out there for everybody. Just go out there and step and get it. The world is just turning negative, but it's always positive things out there, and you have to reach for that thing,
When do you begin your semester?
I go today, to take my placement exam. So I do believe it begins in September. It'll probably be September the 19th. I'm not exactly sure. But I will find out the rest of my, what everything that I have to do, I'll find out today, after my placement test.
Okay, excellent. And I wish you the very best with that. I know you're going to do great. And you're right, the technology, as it moves forward, we have to move with it. I know from aviation, the avionics, the radio packages in some of these aircraft today are very, very advanced. And unless you move forward with it, you're left behind and you really won't know how to operate these aircraft. So that's excellent. And you talked also about expungement. And in that process of expunging a record for someone, can you tell us a little bit about the entire process from start to finish?
Okay, yes, the process is, okay, who helped me with this was Patty Kim. up in Harrisburg, okay? She took us to a program where it was a lot of, governors, people with, up in the, the politicians, class, where they was explaining everything to us, what we had to do. So first and foremost, you have to fill out the paperwork. Then you have to go through the state police and put in your application with the state police so they can clarify everything with, on your record. Then you go through a process with the lawyer. So it takes time, and then, after the lawyer gets all your paperwork, he goes through it. He helps you. He find out what he can take off and what he can't take off. Some of the things going to stay with you. But whatever he takes off is a plus towards you. It's not just an overnight, McDonald's type situation. It took 2 years for this to take place with me. But like I said, it's people up in higher places. Like I said, Patty Kemp, she's in a very high place up there in Harrisburg. She's helping people. She has offices out there. Reach out. She explained everything to you. Don't forget her name, Patty Kemp. She'll help you out. She helped me. It took a time, but that's what she did. She organized and set up a lot of people and told everybody to come and try to get some of this stuff off your record, because everything is following you. And when they look at your record, you go for a job, they is there. So, once you get some of these things off your record, you can move forward. She helped me out pretty much. They go back on me now. They got to, 10 years they have to go back now because I had a good lawyer here,
Yeah, that's excellent. And that's one of the challenges for getting work is to, have a clean record through the background checks. And so this will help in that process. And certainly beyond that, we have to be sure about the direction we're going, the decisions we make day to day. Anthony, what can you say about your decision-making process today versus the way it was before we met?
As far as the decision-making, okay, you have a choice. You can either see yourself growing or you could just, take that chance and do what you usually do and wind up in the same situation. So the situation is do this or do that. It's very clear today. It's not it's just a yes or no type of situation. It's either a good or bad situation. There's no in-between. Either you want to do good and try to stay doing good. Nobody's perfect. But if you fall, get back up. You understand? That's the type of decision that you have to do. You can't keep yourself down. Get back up. That's why you have programs out there. If you get into a program, you start learning things. If you fall, you have to get back up.
Right.
That's the type of decisions that I'm making.
And that's excellent. And as I shared with our listeners earlier, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, it says, Moses says, be careful, therefore, to do as the Lord your God has commanded you, not turning aside to the right or to the left, but following exactly the way prescribed for you by the Lord your God, that you may live and prosper and may have long life in the land which you are to occupy. And so this is where we have to decide if we're doing right or wrong all the time. And whether you have a record or not, we all have to do it because God is watching. And to receive the blessings of obedience, we really have to observe, what he tells us to do and not to do. What I like to say also, it doesn't matter where you've been, Anthony. What matters is where you're going. And where do you see yourself 5 years from today?
5 years from today, hopefully helping people, I'm not all, about just making money and all that stuff. It's about helping. Like, I want to help kids with the people that can't afford to take for their pictures in school, stuff like that. I want to do it for them. That's my goal is, I think my goal is just to go ahead and try to open up my own business, and take it from there where I can help, the underprivileged, people that need their pictures taken. They can come to me and I'll help them.
Oh, that's great, Anthony. And I tell you, there's a lot of good you can do for a lot of children with your skills in photography. And I've seen some of the work you did for us at the Wings home while we were, rebuilding that gutted home. And you put together that collage of you know, photographs, which really meant a great deal. And, you know, I was up in the air, actually. You know, I do a little flying. And I was up in the air. We did the New York corridor only last week. Went up the New York City corridor over the Verrazano Bridge at 1,500 feet. And I'm thinking, what a fantastic video could be made, and also some tremendous pictures, as we did past the Freedom Tower and the Empire State Building, Central Park, Yankee Stadium, George Washington Bridge, and all the way up to the Tappan Zee Bridge up there. We made a left turn, came back, and did a 360-degree turn over the Statue of Liberty. And, my friend, someday we're going to do this trip so you can take some extraordinary pictures, okay? And you only need one or two phenomenal pictures, you know, that will...
take off.
Take off, exactly. No pun intended, Anthony. But I tell you, you know, I've done aerial photography since 1983. We've even done some wineries up here in Bucks County, the Sandcastle Winery, some construction sites. And but you know, the shorelines over New Jersey and the New York corridor is spectacular. You know, always has been, always will be. And you know, but a guy like yourself with some tremendous skill in photography to just catch the sun the right way, I think, you know, we can do a lot of good, and certainly help your business. And maybe help the Wings program to grow as well. I want to talk to you about that later on, maybe taking a flight and you know, exploring some of those areas we visited last week and doing it again, but with you on board to take the shots. What do you think?
I think this will be a wonderful opportunity to me, Mr. Matone.
Yeah.
Whenever you're going to work that out, that'll be beautiful.
Yeah.
And like I said, you know, your God fit, and, you know, whatever you offered, you know, and whenever you need the help, I'm there, and I think that would be a beautiful opportunity for me.
Well, I appreciate that. Now, you started off saying that God's strength, God, everything's God-given, you know, and, you know, and in the book of Luke 1:37, it says, for all things are possible with God. And, you know, I couldn't be here today if it wasn't for God. You know, I would not be here, maybe not even alive today. And so, like you, I feel very grateful, very privileged to have, you know, a strong faith. And my faith continues to get stronger. You know, right now I'm studying for my master's in theology, and I'm going to become a deacon, you know. And it's a nice program. It's a five-year journey. And but I look forward to that as I move forward in my own life and to helping more people. You talked about giving back, helping people. And this is another way of doing it, getting more education for myself, theology specifically, and becoming more of a focused on formal theology, not just revelation, which is so important, which, you know, I've had. But, you know, I would not be here speaking with you on Holy Spirit Radio if it wasn't for God's gift of faith. And so, you know, I just thank God right now with you on the air that... we have been privileged to be here, you know, on Holy Spirit Radio once again. And I've been here many times since my own conversion experience many, many years ago, leaving corporate America in 1998. And we have, Anthony, by the way, only a couple of minutes, maybe 3 minutes left. And I want to just thank you for being here in the air. I want to wish you the very best with your education at the community college. I know that you're going to do great. And we're also going to plan a day when we can do the New York corridor trip and try to get a couple of tremendous photographs that we can work with and maybe, you know, market. What do you think?
That sounds great, Mr. Matone.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to come up in the air up to at least 2,500 feet. Would you be all right with that?
I'll be fine with that. I love flying.
Okay. And you're secure. Believe me, you won't fall out. So there's no problem with that. But honestly, you know, I want to just remind you, you're listening to Finding God in Prison for our listeners out there. And we've been here many times. This is our, you know, our 17th broadcast. And with Frank here in the studio, I want to thank Dale and Jane for having us on again. and also thank for all our donors. And I want to thank Anthony for all his work at the Wings Home and for just being here today and taking the time out. I want to also thank Jacoby McFadden for calling us today and taking time out of his busy day. And you guys both have made it a great show. Anthony, your wife now. Your wife and you, how are you doing? Everything going well for you guys family-wise?
Yes, everything is moving, you know. But in all relationships, it takes work. That's one of the biggest things in life is a relationship. It takes work.
Yep. There's no question, you know, everything worthwhile is either a blessing and sometimes a burden. But, you know, God says, you know, this. He says, husband, care for your wife as you care for your own body. And with that, you know, I try to rise to the occasion as often as I can. I'm going to make mistakes, you know, and she's going to call me on it every day. But I'm going to try to rise to the occasion and to make her life a little bit easier every day. I've had some great friends who lost their wives to different cancers, pancreatic cancer and ovarian cancer, breast cancer. So, you know, we pray that, you know, our wives will continue to live a good life and that we will be blessed to have the patience and the humility to give them what we need as husbands, you know, what they need as husbands, and following in what God says to do and not to do. So we only have another minute, Anthony, on the air here with our listeners. Actually, another 30 seconds. I want to thank our listeners for calling in. And, Anthony, I will be calling you later on today, but I want to thank you again. God bless you. And for our listeners out there, my name is Joe Montone, your host. We're talking with Anthony Coleman, a graduate of the Wings program and a success in reentry. We want to thank you for listening in today on Holy Spirit Radio, WISP and WCOJ, 1570 AM and 1420 AM. It's been a privilege and a pleasure. And as we round up the show, Anthony, God bless you. Have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
I saw my Lord this morning in the morning sun. Golden glow came creeping and lighting up the world as it lay sleeping.